This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. Ohio Governor John Kasich took the coveted second prize among Republicans in yesterday's New Hampshire primary. But how did the rest of the field fare? We're joined by Chris Scaliari. He's an assistant professor of politics at St. Anselm College. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Rick.
Okay, Chris, long night. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.
So let's start with former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who we just heard in that newscast there. Did he have a good day?
He did. It was not the day he might have expected when he got into this race, but compared to where he's been over the last 6 months, he finished ahead of Marco Rubio. He was almost tied with Ted Cruz. It was not the best day he could have had, but going into South Carolina and the other states, he still has a lot of money. He still has a super PAC that also has a lot of money. His family has strong ties to the South Carolina Republican establishment. So I think it's possible that Bush could be in this for the long haul and could surprise people.
All right, so let's start. Let's go look at Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who you just mentioned. Did he beat expectations here?
He did. There were no expectations for him. New Hampshire is not a good state for him in the way that Iowa was and the way that South Carolina is likely to be. And so for him, I think any success he had here was gravy. And placing third or fourth place is very good for him.
Now, Florida Senator Marco Rubio did not have the finish that he was hoping for. He came in fifth. You know, much has been made about Saturday's debate performance. Was that the difference maker here?
It may have been. A lot of voters appear to have decided very late in the process on the Republican side. And if you were deciding late, you were seeing lots of coverage of Senator Rubio that was just absolutely brutal. Constantly replaying him saying the same lines four times in a row, being on the receiving end of these attacks from Chris Christie and not looking great in the process. So, you know, if I'm a voter who tunes in late and that's all I see, I think that probably did hurt Rubio.
Well, we've heard sound bites in the last 12 hours or so from voters at the polls saying, you know, everybody has a bad day. That didn't affect my decision. But then you have others that actually told our reporters, I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for until I walk into that booth.
Yeah. And, you know, every voter is different. There are some people who decide very early on. They see they're very attentive. They see who's running and decide early on. I like Jeb Bush, or I like Bernie Sanders, or I like Hillary Clinton. But then there's the rest of us, and the rest of those voters. They decide for idiosyncratic reasons. They like to see people up close and personal. Sometimes that handshake from a candidate, that remark they make at a town hall, that one, God help us, mailing that comes the day before the primary can really make all the difference.
And we saw a huge turnout yesterday. We don't have official numbers just yet, but, by all indications, lines out the door through polling locations all over the state. How much of an impact do you think that had?
I think it did have a big impact. I think on both sides, the winners of each primary were people who were appealing to citizens who don't always take part in politics. First-time voters, infrequent voters, people who don't feel like their voice is being heard by politicians most of the time. And for those folks, I think someone like Trump and someone like Sanders has a lot of appeal, and it was able to get them to do something they wouldn't normally do.
Now let's look at some other candidates that, maybe don't make it out of New Hampshire. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie came in sixth. Now he said he's going to reevaluate his campaign. Is it the end for Christie?
I suspect it probably is. I think the debate was his last shot. And I think what probably happened is that in going so aggressively after Senator Rubio, he did a lot of damage to Rubio, but I think he also did damage to himself. Because again, those voters tuning in late, all they saw of Christie was somebody, essentially verbally beating up on Marco Rubio, and compared to the other candidates who were running either more positive or more focused campaigns, I think that was not a compelling reason to vote for Christie.
I think the word bully was used by more than one pundit.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then there's Carly Fiorina. She came in seventh. Will she last much longer, you think?
It's hard to see how she does. She's someone who had a moment last summer. She was the star of the first undercard debate, made it into some of the main event debates. But her showings in Iowa and New Hampshire were, she was very far back in the pack. It's really tough to see where on the calendar she could possibly have a good night at this point.
Chris Scaliari, he's an assistant professor of politics at St. Anselm College, and he's joined us to look at the race from last night. Chris, thanks so much.
Happy to be here, Rick.
All right, get some sleep.
I will try.
Okay, this is Morning Edition on NHPR.